Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here. Wild Card Wednesday. Yeah, man. Wild Card Wednesday. Any artist, any song, anything. 312-981-7200. Allen, North Carolina requested Tommy Rowe with Sheila. Yeah. Didn't he do Dizzy? Dan, can you Tommy Rowe?
Yes, as well as Jam Up Jelly Tight.
I remember Dizzy. It sounded almost exactly like Sheila, except he was Dizzy. Yeah. All right. Wild Card Wednesday, everybody. 312-981-7200 for that and for talk and for text. We are going to jump into we're going to go back in time to the 80s, which is a lovely decade, not so much fashion-wise or hair-wise, but in terms of music and movies, I loved the 80s. So we're going to talk about movies from the 80s that are must-sees, and we would love to hear from you at 312-981-7200. And I've got this list here that is 30 movies from the 80s that you have to watch. So we're going to reminisce here about some of the movies from the 80s. When it was an interesting decade, movie-wise, and it was the decade, really, of in terms of teen movies, that whole decade belonged to John Hughes. Now, Esmeralda, you were born in 83, so, you know, the John Hughes movies started coming out, like, in 84 with 16 Candles and Breakfast Club was 85 and so on and so forth. But did you watch them on video? Did you like those movies?
I've only actually really seen I've seen 16 Candles.
Mm-hmm. You see Ferris Bueller's
and
Day
Ferris
Off.
Ferris Bueller. That might be the only two I've seen.
No Breakfast? You haven't seen The Breakfast Club?
No.
Wow. Oh, it's so good. It's the only John Hughes teen movie that I really love is that one. And I have a soft spot for Some Kind of Wonderful, actually. But yeah, now Dan, did you grow up on those? I mean, you're a little bit older.
Yeah, you know, I remember vividly Breakfast Club being shown by WGN as a Saturday afternoon movie, mm-hmm. and like even though I was a little too young to get everything, I'm like, it's important that I watch this. You know, like I had that vibe to it, and you know, and then cut up other ones. Just some I saw, you know, I've seen more than others, but obviously Breakfast Club was pretty vivid for me.
I was 2 years out of high school when Breakfast Club came out. So, you know, I was still, you know, I was like, I guess I was 19 when it came out, because it came out in February of 85, so I was 19, and a year and a half out of high school. And that, you know, I thought that movie was great. And if you go back and watch 16 Candles, 16 Candles is truly one of the most offensive movies ever made. I mean, it really is. It's insanely racist, insanely sexist. The whole Long Duck Dong character is just unforgivable. It's just unforgivable. There's a gong sound effect every time he comes in. It's a truly offensive film that when I was like 18 when it came out, I thought, oh, this is funny. And, you know, oh, there's some funny stuff in it. I do think Anthony Michael Hall, however, is great in it. I mean, I think they're individual, but I think Molly Ringwald's good in it too. I think the individual performances, but the tone of that movie is just truly offensive on so many levels. It's shocking. If you go back and watch it now and you think, oh, yeah, I remember I saw this movie in the 80s. It was so sweet. It was so funny. It is a shockingly offensive movie. It really is. Okay, we got a break, and then I'll go through this list of 30 movies. And I have my favorite movies from each year of the decade as well. We want to hear from you. 312-981-7200. The news is coming up next.
Yeah, oh, yeah, what condition my condition was in. I pushed my soul.
Okay, at this moment, everybody listening to the radio should be picturing the dude dancing on the steps, the big steps, the Saddam Hussein lookalike presenting him with bowling shoes, the scene where he bowls himself down the lane and looks up the girl's skirts as he's floating. In other words, you should be thinking about the Big Lebowski. That's what you should be thinking about. Paxton chose that. It's Kenny Rogers just dropped in. Now, is that Kenny Rogers in the first edition, or is it just Kenny Rogers? Well, Dan, is that credited Kenny Rogers in the first?
I've seen it both ways.
Oh, okay.
On, the YouTube.
Because at that time, he was in the he was in a band called the First Edition. It was Kenny Rogers in the First Edition. Then he went solo. But yeah, so that's a great song and great stuff from the Big Lebowski. And if we were talking about best movies of the 90s. That would be certainly that would certainly be on the list. Now, here's a question: before we get into the movies of the 80s, is what we're going to talk about here? What are the best your favorite movies of the 80s? And even if you know, what do you think are the quintessential movies that represent that decade? 312-981-7200. And so, Dan, you've seen Lebowski, right?
I have, yes.
Okay, Esmeralda, have you seen Big Lebowski?
Yeah.
Okay, Vic, have you seen The Big Lebowski?
One of my favorites.
Okay, here's the question I have for you. Did you like it the first time you saw it? Because most people don't. And I remember when it first came, because I loved it the first time I saw it. I have no idea why it hit me the way it hit me. I thought it was great from the first time I saw it. But I can't tell you the number of people I know when it came out who didn't like it. They were disappointed in it. They didn't understand it. They thought it was weird. And then like 5 years later, after they've watched it on cable and on DVD and stuff, suddenly they're like, oh, it's the greatest. So did you like Dan? Did you like it immediately?
You know, I actually had the opposite. All my friends had seen it before I did, so they got me all amped up. And then when I saw it, I'm like, "This is fantastic." And then over the years, it's kind of my enthusiasm.
Oh, really?
Lessened.
That's
yeah.
interesting,
yeah.
man. That's really interesting.
Yeah, but it was the type of thing where because my friends were so amped up on
yeah.
it, by the time I walked in, I was, you know, I had high expectations in it, and I was just like, "This is fantastic."
Yeah. So it was weird that it doesn't hold up for you because that's the opposite of most people's reaction
right.
to it because most people like it more every time they see it. Esmeralda, what about you?
I don't exactly remember my opinions when I first saw it, but
mm-hmm.
I don't think I hated it.
Okay. All right. How do you feel about it now? Do you like it now?
Yeah, I haven't seen it in a while.
Okay.
But from what I remember, I think I enjoyed it.
Yeah. And what about you, Vic? Did you like it from the get-go?
You know, I don't remember the first time I saw it, but I guarantee you I loved it because Jeff Bridges as the dude
yeah.
is my favorite character, hands down, of any movie. He's hilarious, all the way down to his signature drink, the White
yeah,
Russian.
The White Russian. And he calls them Caucasians.
Drinking that much milk in a day, or yeah. half and half. It's hilarious.
It is. And and Jeff Bridges is my favorite actor. That also probably added to the fact that it hit me, you know, in the right spot right away because my favorite actor on the planet is Jeff Bridges. But, you know, we made the mistake after seeing the movie of drinking a bunch of White Russians. After seeing the movie, we were at Simon's. We went back to Simon's and drank a bunch of White Russians. And let me tell you something. As you said, Vic, all of that dairy product, man,
yeah,
all that cream, and it's just good God, man.
Not good.
No, it was. And they go down like, you know, White Russians taste like a milkshake.
It's like a dessert.
Yeah, it's like, oh, they go down so smooth. But man, oh, man, the hangover you get on those things.
And the lactose, the level of lactose you're
my God.
Processing.
Yeah, so. All right, Big Lebowski, that's a movie from the 90s. We're talking about movies from the 80s. Let me fly through. Now, these are in this list here is 30 movies that you should see. That and they're listed in chronological order, and they pick three movies per year. That's how they work this out. So in 1980, the three movies that they chose were Star Wars Episode V, The Empire Strikes Back. Released 3 years after Star Wars, the film chronicles how Darth Vader pursues the Rebel Alliance, comprising Han Solo, Princess Leia, and others, while Luke Skywalker undergoes training with the Jedi Master Yoda. Best of the series. Of all the movies. And they also chose in 1980, the one to see that year, the second one to see is The Shining. The psychological horror film starring Jack Nicholson in the lead role is based on Stephen King's 1977 novel of the same name. In the film, Nicholson, who is under the influence of an evil spiritual identity, terrorizes his family in an isolated hotel. I know people freak out over that movie. That movie freaks a lot of people out. Esmeralda, have you seen The Shining?
Yeah, I actually saw it on a sort of big screen. I saw it at the Art Institute. They were doing a screening of it.
That's cool.
Yeah, so I got to see it with a group of people. But
oh, that's cool. Yeah,
that last shot, though, still cracks me
Oh,
up.
I know. You talked about that before because he's all frozen.
Why is it silly?
Yeah. Yeah. And then they chose, and I'm actually really cool that they chose this one from 1980. They chose Caddyshack, which, oddly enough, I am showing at my film club in July. Directed by Harold Ramis, the sports comedy stars Michael O'Keefe, Chevy Chase, Rodney Dangerfield, Ted Knight, Bill Murray. It's about a young man who joins an elite country club as a golf caddy to raise money for college. That's the simplest way to boil down what Caddyshack is. I also love the fact that my producer, Dan Shagrew, saw Caddyshack 2 before Caddyshack 1.
Fantastic acting in that one.
God, Caddyshack 2 is an embarrassment to everyone involved, especially Dan Aykroyd. Dan Aykroyd is so bad in Caddyshack 2. And Esmeralda, you have a tendency to see the bad sequels before the originals, right?
What are you talking about? You mean the good sequels?
What's the one?
Short Circuit 2.
Oh, God.
And Gremlins 2.
Okay, well, there you go. I agree with you on the second. Well, I don't even remember Short Circuit 2. I don't even. I just, like I said,
I thought that was the first one.
Because I barely remember the. I barely remember Go Get Johnny or whatever the hell was happening. In 1980, on my list, the one movie that I chose from 1980 is Used Cars, which I still think is the funniest movie ever made. And if you've not seen Used Cars, I really, Esmeralda, I'm going to bring it in for you. Has V seen Used Cars?
Probably.
You should ask him. Because I'll bring it in for you. It's the funniest movie. It's my favorite comedy of all time. I mean, every time I watch it, I fall off the chair laughing. Kurt Russell's in it, for God's sake, right there. Jack Warden plays twins. You can't go wrong with Used Cars. It's directed by Robert Zemeckis, Esmeralda, you know, Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Is there cartoons in it?
No cartoons.
Oh.
Yeah, the used car lot is located in Toontown.
I would totally watch that.
Right, yeah. And you know what's one of the cars that's on the lot is the taxi from Roger Rabbit. And the salesmen are trying to sell cars to the weasels. I'm going to ram him. So you know that's Squiggy's voice as the lead weasel, right?
Well, as you tell me now, that makes sense.
Yeah, because they're in used cars. Lenny and Squiggy are in used cars. The guy Michael McKean and David L. Lander are in used cars. And actually, David L. Lander's in like four Zemeckis movies, and he's in 1941 that Zemeckis and Gale wrote, Spielberg directed. That is just so great. All right. That was my choice for 1980. We've got tons of other ones here to talk about. We're going back in time to the 80s and talking about the best and most iconic movies. 312-981-7200. Wow. Weren't we talking about the 90s in the last segment? Good Lord. Wildcard Wednesday, yeah, man, Wildcard Wednesday, any artist, any song, anything, Justin requested, whatever happened to these guys, whatever happened to the Offspring, are they still around?
I think they still tour here and there.
Do they? Are they touring with Third Eye Blind?
Hey, man, Third Eye Blind's gonna be at, whatever is Northerly Island.
I know. I know. It's the 20th anniversary of that damn album, with the doot-doot-doot-doot-doot-doot-do on it. And the Don't Jump Off the Building song. That's pretty fly for a white guy. I admit, I like that song. I like that song. I'm not really familiar with a lot of the Offspring's product.
They had some hits.
They did.
Right, Esmeralda? I mean,
they had a few, I think.
Yeah.
Jams back in the day.
Yeah. No, they were very popular back in the fantastic 90s.
It seemed like they went the way of like how Sugar Ray... Well, Sugar Ray went the other way. They were kind of like harder rock or punk or whatever.
Yeah.
When they were not famous.
Yeah.
And then they went very poppy.
They did go
rocky.
Very poppy. And I've mentioned this song on the air before, Esmeralda. Mm-hmm. I absolutely love When It's Over.
Oh,
by,
yeah.
By Sugar Ray. I love that song. That song is unapologetically, I love it. And it's so damned incessantly catchy. I adore that song. And I like the video where they're dressed up like Duran Duran and then they're riding on scooters and stuff.
See, and I think that Offspring, they were real hard
yeah.
rock And oh, they did Noite. They did the same thing. They were hard rock. That was very popular. And then for some reason, yeah. they did Pretty Fly for a White Guy.
Yeah.
Which is very poppy, I think.
Yeah, it is. It is.
They will be playing Northerly Island on September 8th later this year.
is anybody else on the bill?
Sublime with Rome.
Of
so,
course.
Oh, yeah. boy.
Of course. Wow, man. Okay. Enjoy all the guys in their late 30s, everybody. All right. I'm talking about the audience, by the way. So, all right, 847 area code. We're talking about 80s movies. So many iconic movies. Lost Boys. I hate that movie. Breakfast Club. Full Metal Jacket. Ferris Bueller. We all know that that movie sucks. Raging Bull. Stand By Me. Breakfast Club has the best ending to a movie ever. You mean the fist pump? Where it freezes on Judd Nelson doing the iconic fist pump on the football field. I love that movie. 312 area code says the must-see movie of the 80s is The Right Stuff. That's a great movie. 319 area code says Weird Science. Again, John Hughes being represented well. If you're talking about 80s
I've seen
movies,
that one.
You've seen Weird Science?
Yeah, a few times.
Oh, man. The funniest scene in that movie is also a racist scene. It's where they're in the black club, and Anthony Michael Hall, after drinking, begins talking like a stereotypical black pimp.
Right.
Yeah. It's funny, but it's pretty racist. 630 area code says must see movies from the '80s. Better Off Dead.
Oh yeah.
Don't mention that to Cusack. As I've said before, Esmeralda, I've warned you. If you see him vaping, don't mention Better Off Dead.
FYI, John Hansen almost was run over by John Cusack on Friday.
In a car?
On a scooter. Scooter motorcycle situation. He was coming into the station, and he was almost hit by John Cusack.
Is that insane?
John Cusack almost killed John Hansen.
Did he stop and go, hey, I'm sorry?
No, he stopped. He only knew it was he only knew it was John Cusack because he had stopped at a red light. Like, he had turned and he almost, like, sideswiped.
He almost sideswiped him. I thought maybe he'd stop and go, hey, I'm really sorry.
And he said nope.
Didn't even notice. Almost ran you over.
No helmet either. Shame on you, John Cusack.
Oh, man. Well, he's better off dead. Hold on a minute now. Whoa! Hold it a minute now. Wait a second. See, I got A material. This is why I'm going into the Walk of Fame.
How much sleep did you get?
Because I didn't get a lot of sleep. No, man. You know how it is after my film club screenings, man.
Appointment radio right there.
Around 4 o'clock, I get pretty looped because I don't get a lot of rest on the
Name game should be fun this morning.
It should be fun. Yeah, you're going to kill me in the name game this morning, Esmeralda. Because I've had like 2 minutes of sleep.
But you're the one giving me the clues.
Oh, that's
so
right.
The clues are all loopy.
That's right. Sorry. They also mentioned Bloodsport, which is one of the greatest movies ever made.
Wait, which one's that one?
That's Van Damme.
Right, but what's the? Is that one where
where he goes
he's
to the
adopted?
Underground? No, he's not adopted.
Or he's like, he goes to the guy, the teacher?
He goes to Hong Kong to compete in the underground fight tournament.
Right, but the backstory is his teacher had a son as well, and he also went into the thing, but he was like doing him an honor because his son died.
Oh, yes. That's it. And then he goes, and he's being chased around by Forrest Whitaker at one point. And he's got like at one point the cops are chasing after him, led by Forrest Whitaker.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's wearing what looks like a Century 21 gold jacket. He's running through the streets. And I remember going to see the movie and going, does he work for Century 21? His name was Frank Dukes in the movie, D-U-X. And it's a true story, based on a true story.
Yeah, I remember looking it up after. Yeah. Like, what?
Bloodsport rules. That movie rules. They say Ghostbusters, Neverending Story. I was too old for Neverending Story. That was a big one for you, right, Dan?
Huge. Actually, I just caught it about a month ago. It was on Starz or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, I never see that one on
that
cable.
That horse thing. Not Atreyu, but the
horse. The big flying.
Yeah, that thing freaks me out. Something about its skin. Just blue.
Princess Bride is also on this list. That's a terrific movie. But the book is better. I often say that. And the movie's great. But the book is better. I was so surprised when I read the book, because I'd seen the movie a bunch of times before I read the book. And then I read the book, and it's just, it's much more clever. It's really more satirical, and it's a terrific book. Jay in Ohio said Trading Places is his choice. That's a great movie, and not just because Jamie Lee Curtis is topless in it twice. I counted, yes. I was 17 when I saw that movie. Jamie Lee Curtis took her top off. I made a note of it. And then Jay in Ohio says, P.S., I really enjoyed watching Rear Window on the big screen again. Jay, can I just say something about Jay, how much that is, how awesome that is? Esmeralda, this guy has driven in from Ohio four times.
That is awesome.
To see the movies that I'm showing. And he was there tonight, last night. Well, it's tonight because I haven't slept. I don't know what's going on anymore. All right, here are the movies from 1981 that this list has chosen. And here's a little fun fact. Ready for a little fun fact, Dan?
Yes.
All three of these 1981 choices that they picked for this list, I have screened at my film club. And first one is Stripes, directed by Ivan Reitman, starring Bill Murray, Harold Ramis, and John Candy. The 1981 comedy film revolves around two friends who decide to join the Army after one of them loses his job, house, and girlfriend. That's another movie I know every line to. I when I made the announcement last night about, you know, in July that we're going to be showing Caddyshack, I warned all the guys, because, you know, all the guys went, yeah! And then I warned all the guys, I don't want you saying the dialogue along with the movie. I'm going to have to curb my impulse to say every line of dialogue from Caddyshack. The next one they chose from 1981, Raiders of the Lost Ark. We all know Raiders of the Lost Ark. And then the last one I've shown at my film club, and Esmeralda, you just recently saw this one for the first time from 1981. It's an American Werewolf in London.
Oh yeah,
yeah. And I showed that one at my film club as well. Great response from that one. People went kind of nuts over that. It was an October screening. We did it like right around Halloween. It's a great movie. So my choice for 1981 was Blowout with John Travolta and Nancy Allen, directed by Brian De Palma. You guys have never seen Blowout, right? Dan, have you seen it?
I have not.
And Esmeralda, you haven't seen it?
No.
It's an amazing movie. Amazing movie. One of the most important American movies ever made, I think. So, all right. In general, Dan, what 80s movie that pops into your head besides Neverending Story?
Back to the Future and yeah. Coming to America.
Coming to America. Sexual chocolate. Well, that boy's good. Yeah, good and terrible.
Also on cable like 2 weeks ago.
That's on all the time. Coming to America is on all the time. I have mixed feelings about that movie, as we've talked about in the past. So, all right. Well, we have the break here, and we got the news coming up. Yeah. Yeah. Wild Card Wednesday continues. Dave in Monroe, Wisconsin. Is Dave Scottish? Do we know? Bay City Rollers with Saturday night. I don't know if you could quite comprehend how back in 75 or 76 or whenever the hell that song came out, how big it was and how ridiculous. And have you ever looked at these guys, what they look like? Dan, have you ever seen what the Bay City Rollers look like in their heyday?
I can't say that I have.
You might want, it's a little treat if you want a Google image. Just go Bay City Rollers and take a look at what these guys look like.
They got some nice mullets.
Oh, man.
Scott, and don't they wear a lot of tartan plaid?
Yes.
Wow.
That's the real deal, man. Yeah. They were big in the 70s.
They were featured prominently in the great Mike Myers movie, So I Married an Axe Murderer.
Everything, oh, yeah,
yeah,
that's right.
Well, his dad is Scottish, yep. in the movie.
I love that movie.
That's the only Mike Myers movie I like. I think all of the other ones suck. I hate all the Austin
Power
movies.
You don't like The Love Guru? Oh,
that was so bad. I don't like any of that. I don't like the Wayne's World movies. I don't like the Austin Powers movies. So I Married an Axe Murderer, that makes me laugh. I think that's a funny movie.
It's a great movie.
Yeah. And that was before I got tired of his Scottish stuff. I was like, you know what I mean? Now it's like, okay, look, every you can do a Scottish accent. Congratulations, Shrek.
Is it because he just played a guy?
In the movie? Yeah, he's not doing like a wacky-ass character. You know what I mean? He's just like he's a regular dude in it.
He is, but even those characters...
are wacky.
No, well, no, like his dad. He plays his dad, but he's a Scottish guy. Old guy. He's my dad.
Yeah. Yeah. And I like Brenda Fricker was in that movie, and she was like, wasn't she like obsessed with like National Enquirer and stuff? And those like...
And Mike Myers' friend.
Yeah.
She would always grab his butt.
That's right. And then, but she referred to them as the paper, right? Like it was she was reading the paper.
Yeah.
That's a funny movie, man. I need to go back and watch that one again.
It's got, literally, I remember my brothers and I laughed at this line all the time, but he was talking about the guy's, Mike Myers' younger brother, who had a huge orange afro.
Right.
And the dad was like, look at the size of his head. It's like an orange on a toothpick. And it was just like, it's a dumb line, but oh my God,
Doesn't he also say, it's so big, his head is so big, it's got his own zip code. Doesn't he say something like that? Or and Nancy Travis is in that movie. Nancy Travis is hot. I'm going to go back and watch that. I haven't seen that movie in a long time. That's a funny movie. The only Mike Myers movie I like. Crazy. All right, we're doing 80s movies. Here's what they say for 1982. The three movies that they pick for 1982, Blade Runner, Fast Times at Ridgemont High, E.T. the Extraterrestrial. Those are the three that they pick. For 1982, I chose Shoot the Moon, which is a movie that about seven people saw. It's a lovely little film about divorce. Albert Finney and Diane Keaton, one of my favorite movies of all time. I remember I was in high school when that movie came out, and everybody thought I was a weirdo because I even wrote about it for the school newspaper about how great Shoot the Moon was, and it was just like sort of this art film that was playing at the Esquire with Albert Finney and Diane Keaton, and I'm singing the praises of it. People are like, how come you're not talking about E.T.? And I'm like, I don't care about E.T. There's this great movie about divorce out right now. I'm 17 years old, and I like this movie about divorce more than E.T. All right. 1983, the three movies that were chosen on this list, Scarface, Star Wars Episode VI, Return of the Jedi, and The Outsiders. Interesting choice there for The Outsiders. Great movie. I wouldn't... Seriously, Jedi? And then Scarface, which I've played at my film club screening. My choice for 1983 is obvious. It's Risky Business, which was my favorite movie of all time until I saw Magnolia. All right. Canadian Bill says, Blues Brothers, Some Kind of Wonderful, and They Live. It features one of the best lines in movie history. I've come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass, and I'm all out of bubblegum. Improvised. Rowdy Roddy Piper improvised that line. 312 area code says, in chronological order, 1980 through 89. The Shining, Reds. Oh, God, Reds was a good movie, but Blowout just inched it out that year for me. Tootsie, great movie. Right Stuff, Ghostbusters, Preetzy's Honor, Aliens, Full Metal Jacket, Die Hard, and Glory. Jeff in San Diego says, I love Midnight Run. I love that movie, too. Every time it's on. That's my go-to remote dropper. Like, seriously, if that movie's on, no matter what channel, no matter what time, no matter how far into it is, the remote gets dropped and I watch it. I adore that movie. Untouchables, True Believer. Ooh, good choice, True Believer. Shoot to Kill, License to Kill, Die Hard 1 and 2. Die Hard 2 is 1990, so that's technically a 90s movie. Lethal Weapon 2 and Stand By Me. 219 area code says, don't forget Motel Hell. That's one of my dad's favorite movies. Do you know Motel Hell? Are you familiar with it, Dan?
Only because you've mentioned it.
Esmeralda, have I ever told you what Motel Hell is?
No.
Motel Hell is this fantastic movie where this brother and sister played by Rory Calhoun, well, the brother's played by Rory Calhoun, his sister, and they run a hotel, a motel, on the side of the road, and they also sell beef jerky. But the beef jerky is made from people. So they what they do is the people who are staying in the motel, they knock them out. They take them out to this back hidden garden. They bury them up to their neck in the dirt. They slice their vocal cords so they can't scream. And then they feed them while they're buried in the dirt. They feed them to get them fat, and then they take them to a smoker.
Cool.
It's a great,
I would like to watch that the cooking aspect of it.
It's a great movie, man. And like the climax involves like Rory Calhoun runs around in the movie with an actual pig's head on his head. Like he hollowed out a pig's head and he wears a giant pig's head and runs around with a chainsaw killing people. Yeah, that movie rules. One of my dad's favorite movies. I have no idea why my dad, he keeps asking me, like, every time, he's like, can you show Motel Hell at the film screening? My dad, two people will show up. You, me. That's it. Motel Hell, that movie was awesome, and I loved Used Cars. Yes. You only need to see Used Cars to love it. People don't love it because they haven't seen it, but once you see Used Cars, you go, oh, man, I love it.
By the way, V has not seen it.
V has not seen Used Cars?
No.
All right, I'm bringing it in tomorrow. We're going to rectify that situation right now because it's one of the it's one of the greatest movies ever made. I'm telling you right now. I can't believe he hasn't seen it. He knew the question on SNL on fear, and he hasn't seen Used Cars? You're going out with a puzzle wrapped in an enigma.
He is just a man. So, you know.
By the way, Jay says aliens. 847 area code says Uncle Buck. Kathy says the best movie of the 80s is Road Warrior. Oh, I like a woman who likes Mad Max movies. That's good, Kathy. Any woman who thinks the best movie of the 80s is The Road Warrior is pretty awesome. That's all I'm saying. And then finally, Esmeralda, Dan, we have someone named Brian who wanted to contribute his thoughts on the best movie of the 80s. Esmeralda, can you figure out, this guy's name is Brian, what he would pick as the best movie of the 80s?
Oh, haven't heard from him in a while.
It's been a while.
Oh, Gymkhana?
That's exactly right. He just writes, in all caps, long live Gymkhana.
Really need to see this movie.
Oh, yeah, you do. Seriously. I don't have that one. I can't believe. Oh, now Brian's going to get mad because I don't have the DVD of Gymkhana.
He's come Christmas. He's going to send you.
He's just send me. Well, my birthday's coming
Criterion
up before.
Criterion Collection.
My birthday's coming before Christmas.
Well, there you go.
By the way, Walk of Fame.
Oh, yeah. Well, bring it to the Walk of Fame when I get inducted. It'll be the proudest moment of the day, getting inducted and a copy of Gymkhana.
Maybe you could do a speech about how Gymkhana is much like you getting to the Walk of Fame.
What if Kurt Connors comes off the uneven bars?
Bart Connors. Yeah.
Jumps off the uneven bars, lands in front of you, and hands you the Walk of Fame.
Okay, do you know what year I started here?
Oh, is it? I don't think it's a coincidence, Esmeralda.
1985. Do you know what year Gymkhana came out? 1985. There's something going on
the Bears
in the.
Win. I mean, what's going on, man?
Did you secretly make Gymkhana and you're just not telling anyone?
Yeah.
You wrote it?
I don't want to talk about it. This was before Friends. I don't want to talk about my creative endeavors. All right, we got a break. We'll come back and wrap up our the best movies and the most memorable movies of the 80s. And if you'd like to join us, it's 312-981-7200 for talk and text. And then Esmeralda, after the 4:30 news, she and I are going to take on some celebrity name game. And I've had 4 minutes of sleep, so it'll be interesting. The very definition of a fly jam, ladies and gentlemen, right there. It's not Fly Jams Friday. It's Wild Card Wednesday. Yeah. Margaret in Carbondale wanted to hear some Al Green because today is her birthday. Happy birthday, Margaret. We had a couple of birthdays last night at the movie theater. I was going around talking to some people at tables. There were at least two birthdays last night celebrating by watching The Great Rear Window on the big screen. And you know what? That's a pretty good movie. It's not bad. That Hitchcock, he, you know, he's got promise.
No Gymkhana, though.
You're going to beat Brian's text, because I'm sure he's typing that out right now. Okay, we're talking about the best movies of the 80s. 1984, the three that were chosen on the list I have in front of me. The Terminator, which, oddly enough, I'm showing at my next film club screening. May 9th, Terminator on the big screen, the original. They also chose Ghostbusters and Indiana Jones Temple of Doom. Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, oddly enough, I'm showing in June at my film club. So whoever did this list should be coming out to the Movie Co. Theater for the next couple of months. I chose in 1984, what did I choose in that? Oh, Once Upon a Time in America, the Sergio Leone masterpiece. 1985, they chose, of course, Back to the Future, you know, as one of the three movies to see in 85. Back to the Future, The Goonies, and The Breakfast Club. So those are all, you know, have gone down to become iconic, right? I mean, I don't understand why people like The Goonies, but the other two I can see. In 1985, I chose Lost in America, Albert Brooks's masterpiece. 1986, Aliens. Oddly enough, showing that movie in August at my film club. This was not pre-planned.
This was not... this list was like from January.
Yeah, this list is from like 2 months ago, two, 3 months ago. And I, you know, it's Aliens. I'm showing that one too in August. Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Not a chance in hell that I will show that movie at my film club ever at any time. Because I hate it. And then Top Gun is what the other one they chose from 1986. For 1986, I chose The Fantastic Blue Velvet. And if I remember correctly, Esmeralda, you chose Howard the Duck.
I think so, yeah.
For that, for that year. All right, for 87, these people chose Dirty Dancing. I love that movie. Love it. The Princess Bride, and I don't understand this one at all, Dan. Mannequin. They chose Mannequin.
Mannequin rules.
Oh, come on, man! In
fact, that was the first movie I saw at the movie theater.
What?
Yep. My cousin Mima Nilda took us on the bus to go see Mannequin at the movie theater.
Have you told me that before and I've just put it out of my mind?
Yes, you put it out of your mind.
That's fantastic. What do you remember the first movie you ever saw, Isles Merrill, in the movie theater?
Beetlejuice.
Oh, man. I am so old. I am so old. The first movie I saw in a movie theater was The Love Bug. Herbie the Love Bug. All right, 1988, I chose Dead Ring. Oh, 87, I chose Hope and Glory. 88, I chose Dead Ringers. That's where we are right now for 88. They chose Big, Die Hard, and Coming to America, Dan.
Damn straight.
There you go. He's good. Good and terrible. All right, and then finally, 1989, Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, When Harry Met Sally, and National Lampoon's Vacation. The only one that I would recommend out of those three is National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Christmas Vacation. And then I chose for 1989 Spike Lee's Do the Right Thing. So that's an interesting list. Anything else, Esmeralda, 80s-wise, movie-wise, that you would...
Well, there is Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Which is one of the greatest movies ever made. Ever.
And that's it.
And that's it. You know, Disney's being really stingy about that movie, Esmeralda. We've tried to get it, you know, at my film club like four or five times. And they're very stingy about the showing of it. And, you know, they're being real jerks, man. I've wanted to show that movie since I started the film club. Because it's like one of the best movies ever
made.
They
had it at the Music Box. I went to go see it there.
Yeah.
A couple years ago.
Did they have, do you don't remember if it was an actual like a 35 millimeter print or was it digital?
Oh, I couldn't tell you.
Okay, because the digital, I think maybe they're easier, like if you're showing a 35-millimeter print, I think you can get it easier, but we do the digital 4K stuff. I think it's harder to get on that format, which is too bad because I would love to watch that movie again, see that movie again, and host the screening and then talk about it afterwards because I'm so passionate about that movie. It's so good. And I would have to clear my tears away.
I would take the day off.
I would.
To go see that.
I'd take the day off. Make it a national holiday. And the thing is, I'd have to clear the tears because I cry every time the invisible ink, the disappearing ink.
I would be mouthing the words as
yeah. And when the tunes get Toontown at the end and they all start celebrating, I cry every single time I see it. I start bawling. It kills me every time. It makes me so happy. I just start crying like a doofus. And I've seen that movie 17,000 times. All right, let's wrap it up here. 815 area code. Jacob's Ladder. That's a great choice. 815, any Rambo. Henry says, the best 80s movies is Return of the Living Dead. Nice choice. 847, no War Games? I love Matthew Broderick in that. I like Matthew Broderick in that, but people are choosing the jerk Matthew Broderick movie. He's a privileged little bastard. And then 630 area code, Tango and Cash. That movie rules, man. It's terrible, but it's good and terrible. And then finally, for some reason, 319 area code has chosen Smokey and the Bandit 2, where they have to transfer the pregnant elephant across state lines. That's a terrible movie. All right. Well, 80s movies. There's a ton of them out there. And so there you go. But that was the three essentials from each year on that list. All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We got the news. And then after that, it's time for what the hell? Celebrity name game. That's right. Here on WGN.